Welcome into today's Community Close-Up. We have with us today
Jeff Spargo.
And you're with
the Mitchell Yancey Substance Abuse Task Force.
You guys, with the task force, you've been very busy all year, but I thought we kind of just take a look at some of the high points, some things that may have happened towards the end of the last year, and then maybe start looking forward to anything maybe coming up you'd like to talk about next year, and we'll spend a little time talking about it. So what's been going on?
That's a loaded question.
It certainly is.
Just in the past 6 months, we have been able to accomplish so much. Back in August began our youth-to-youth groups again after kind of a little break over the summer. We have our youth-to-youth groups in the middle schools in both Mitchell and Yancey County. And with those middle school groups, already this school year, they've been able to go and do the sticker shock campaigns in several of the convenience stores in both counties where they go and they put stickers on the alcohol, like boxes of alcohol that say, stop and think before you give alcohol to a minor. So it's a public awareness reminding people, do not give alcohol to minors.
The various different businesses allow you, the young folks, to come in and stick that on them.
Absolutely. And we've been so thankful for the partnership with those convenience stores that have allowed us to do that. And we hope to see that continue and see that grow. But we're so thankful for the four partners that we've been able to have so far to allow our kids to come in and do this wonderful awareness campaign.
And that is something that's really cool about it. It's put together by the kids, and the kids are doing the actual work. That's really neat.
It is. And again, we're thankful for the schools, too, for even allowing the kids to be bussed out to do this work. So it's fantastic. But these same youth-to-youth kids were also part of planning and leading a conference back in November.
Oh, really?
So it was the first annual, we hope that we'll have more, but the first annual Western North Carolina Teen Substance Abuse Prevention Conference. We were amongst seven other counties who were involved in this event. And again, our kids actually gave input to help plan it. And then they actually were some of the leaders for workshops, for skits and things that were led during this conference. We had around 100 youth from Western North Carolina attend.
Wow.
It was just a wonderful experience, not only for all the kids who could attend, but also for our kids. They were able to continue to build upon their leadership skills to hopefully learn how to better help their peers not start taking substances.
And I guess at this point in time, it would be a good time to say, youth to youth, that's the idea, is for youth who realize they all need to get together to make sure it doesn't happen.
Absolutely. And so far this year, just since August, we have over 40 active youth-to-youth members.
Really?
Across the two counties. Absolutely.
So
we're truly excited about just watching this youth-to-youth program grow and expect to see more of that to happen in the coming year, too.
So task force will be carrying on into the new year. So what's going on with that?
Yes, so we will be having our next public task force meeting Tuesday, January 8th at noon at the Yancey County Public Library. And it's going to be in Yancey County this month, but we do kind of switch our locations back and forth between Mitchell and Yancey County to make it more convenient for both counties who are involved. But again, this time it will be at the Yancey County Public Library in the big meeting space upstairs at noon. It's open for anyone in the public to join us.
Yeah, and this is the task force meeting, but it is open to the public. And if you're either have concerns or you want to get involved in something, it's a new year, maybe you want to get involved in helping with the problem that we all know is there, just consider that. And I guess you got Facebook and website presences as well?
Absolutely. So you can go to our Facebook page, which is at Mitchell Yancey Substance Abuse Task Force, or you can find us under our fiscal agent site at www.pathwnc.org.
Check it out there. Well, good luck continuing along with the youth-to-youth program. That is just really, when I first heard that was going to be something you were doing, I thought that's really a neat idea, and it's great that it's working as well as it is. I hope it continues to grow, and if there's anything we can do, let us know, okay?
Absolutely.
We'll stop our conversation here and continue tomorrow with Jeff Spargo of the Mitchell Yancey Substance Abuse Task Force. Tomorrow we'll talk about Red Ribbon Week and what all happened in the middle schools with that, and some more information about the good work in our community of the task force. Thank you again to Jeff Spargo of the Mitchell Yancey Substance Abuse Task Force for talking with us today and tomorrow. And thank you for listening to today's Community Close-Up.